It's time to tickle our audio fun bag and see what pops out. It's the audio fun bag, exclusively on Chuck and Chernoff.
The audio fun bag.
And it's in carpet.
No, it's not. Actually, this would be the chapter 3 of the return of audio fun bag. Got a lot of fun stuff. Let's start with some audio from, I believe this is from Buck and Kincaid, where Chip Towers joins every Monday after the Kirby Smart press conference. This was the opportunity to talk with Kirby about what had been going on with Georgia and the opportunity for them to beat Florida last week. And there was one of those very unusual but very delicious pauses.
Their backs are getting hit in the backfield before they get a chance to get up at a steam. So, I mean, I think that's the beginning and the end of it. You just can't run at will like Georgia really needs to for everything else to work. And that's not going to be any easier this week because you're playing the best defense in the SEC.
Well, Chip, hoping for the best down there, brother. Need Georgia to play their best game so you have something really exciting to write about on Saturday late.
Long pause there.
Did we lose the connection for the call? Maybe that's what, like, we lost Chip.
Long pause there.
Can we count it? Play that one more time. I want to count. Do we get 5 Buck Baloos out right there? Not, we used to do Mississippi's. Can we get 5 Buck Baloos for the pause?
Well, keep in mind, Kincaid didn't jump in either.
Oh, was John there?
Yeah, they're both on the...
I thought John left. Here, let me hear this.
In the SEC.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, Chip, hoping for the best down there, brother. Need Georgia to play their best game so you have something really exciting to write about on Saturday late.
Long pause there.
Where was Kincaid? Does anybody know? Was he was tweeting or something at the time. He was Facebooking about the election. He doesn't do that much.
Long pause there.
So good for Chip Towers for calling it out, having some fun with it. One steak, Shapiro. There are certain names out there that we all have problems with. Like
Vontaze Burfict.
No, that one's not mine. Mine is like Mike D. Scafellini.
Oh, that's a tough one, though.
Yeah, I can't handle that
one. You shouldn't
even
say it. Just call him Big Mike D.
Yeah, so Steak had an issue with this
world. Ezekiel Elliott?
No, not.
Ezekiel's off to a good start for the Cowboys.
He's leading rusher.
Edward Albies.
Okay, to be fair, Chuck also called him Ozzie Albies.
Because I wanted two. I wanted one at short, one at second.
How many? I got Albies.
Edward Ozzie's. Albies.
Give me Ozzie's.
So this is where Steak attempted to get to this World Series closer, and I think after just a moment of it, just said, whatever, I'll just give him a different name.
Indians pitching does what they do best. On Friday and Saturday, shut down the Cubs, create some runs, and last night it was do or die. John Lester, and he hands the ball to Orlandis Chapman, and that was it. A 3-inning stint. He needed to get 8 outs. Chapman comes in with 1 out in the 8th. 7th, I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Orlandis Chapman gets it done. 3-2 win. Indians start the game with a home run.
Aroldis.
Orlandis Chapman.
Aroldis.
He just finished his 7th year in the bigs.
Aroldis.
Burfict.
Aroldis.
It is a difficult one, though.
He put an N in there. Wait, can I hear it again? It sounded like there was an N. Like, wasn't there a running back from Georgia?
Orlandis Chapman.
Orlandis Gary.
Right. Let me hear it again.
Orlandis Chapman.
Orlandis?
I'm going to make a guess here.
Huh.
Steak's effing with us.
You think he's doing this just to get in the bag?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
so
testing us now.
You guys think this
now.
Is all a work?
I think he's testing us. Not because, like...
He's the Gronk of Sports Talk Radio. This is all a work.
He wants to be included, and so he thinks it's funny. No, no, no. He's seen if those a-holes on Chuck and Chernoff are going to listen enough, fine, I'll give him something. I think
Orlandis Chapman.
I think he did it on purpose.
I think he's dropping breadcrumbs. He's like, these guys are going to...
I'm going to disagree wholehearted with you. I think he knows it's Aroldis.
Ezekiel Elliott.
In that moment, it's not going to come off the tip of his tongue.
He's been in the bigs for 7 seasons.
Steak?
He's a 4-time All-Star. Everybody. Oh, and he throws 108 miles an hour. Everybody knows Aroldis Chapman.
Orlandis.
Orlando.
I'll take that one, too. Hey, the Rude Awakening. I can't wait to play this because I ran into Nick Cellini this morning, and he knew that this audio was out there. And when he asked, hey, when are you guys going to do a fun bag? He just knows it was going to come about. So this is Nick. He is attempting to say this one particular word, and I'd like to tell you, it almost sounds like he gets a dart in his neck, like he's getting ready to pass out, and then he rips the dart out of his neck and then pronounces the word correctly.
I think a lot of people are frustrated, especially Georgia fans.
Yeah, who are we firing? Are we going to have somebody fired today?
You know, a couple of weeks ago it was Shane Beamer. Now everybody wants to fire Jim Chaney. In all seriousness, what is going on?
Oh. Matt, don't make noise during that.
Oh. In all seriousness, what is going on?
It's almost like he's going to go off the road. Then he pulls that dart out. Now he's back to life.
You doctored that.
In all seriousness.
Hoy, did you guys, seriously, you guys doctored that.
Seriousness.
Is that like the iPhone? Like, I need seriousness help?
Seriousness.
Yes. Got it out. When you trip up, though, it's sometimes hard to, like, back the thing up.
In all seriousness. Seriousness.
We've all had those situations where you just kind of give up on the word and just say, okay, I'm just going to move on. He
what
fought through it.
What is going on?
And got through it.
Well, did he? Yeah, eventually,
more serious. Or less. So here's another piece of audio from The Rude Awakening. This once again features the greatness of Nick Cellini. Now, you're going to hear Nick make a statement, and then you got to listen very carefully. You'll also hear Chris D'Amino
serious
react to the piece of audio that he hears, and you can hear it almost crack him up.
Zero passes attempted in a 222-0 victory.
Do you know those t-shirts? You can buy a t-shirt that says Georgia Tech and it has the line score of all the points they scored in every quarter.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Did you hear that?
That wasn't what I thought it was. Right?
Zero passes attempted in a 222-0 victory.
Do you know those t-shirts? You can buy a t-shirt that says Georgia Tech and it has the line score of all the points they scored in every quarter.
Hold on.
That's disrespectful to your coworkers.
Who is the guilty party there? And I know the answer.
That was Nick.
That was Cellini.
Yeah, who's the consumer of all things protein?
Okay, but
because D'Amino kept on, and he almost started to chuckle, but he stopped himself. That's disrespectful, first of all,
Nick.
You
can buy a t-shirt that says Georgia Tech, and it has the line score.
Do you know how hard that
is?
D'Amino's over here. Nick's tushy's over here. It's not audible with the mic. And trust me, I know what happens in this studio from 3 to 7. It very rarely makes it that close to the mic. Chuck?
That's about 12 feet away from D'Amino and Cellini. Again, it's just, like I said, it's disrespectful to your coworkers.
No, but why? When you have to do it, you have to do it. I mean, it's a normal bodily function.
Can we stop highlighting this?
It's not, and I will say this to all you listening out there, and I mean this, little health tip from that, it's not good to keep that stuff in.
Wait a minute. I'm usually the one that has to stand up for the mom in the car line, but you've told me that like an 8-year-old, ain't nothing funnier than a fart noise.
Oh, or a 28-year-old. Love it. Or a 38-year-old.
No, like, see, that's the problem. You've got a third grader?
I have a fourth grader.
He's supposed to think that a fart noise is funny. Hoyt and Los and you are not supposed to think they're that funny.
What about you?
I know what they are. They're immature, and they're disrespectful to your coworkers.
At their core, it's a noise that, frankly, everybody makes. And
that one was funny.
Every now and then, the big man gets tickled by it.
All I'm saying is you don't want to keep that stuff in, folks. It's not good.
All right.
Can I hear the D'Amino laugh one more time? I'm sorry, Los. I just, the noise is one thing, but the D'Amino reaction is even better.
You can buy a t-shirt that says Georgia Tech, and it has the line score of all the points they scored in every quarter.
12-year-olds, man.
All right. So we've ventured into that piece of audio that came from Nick's bottom. Then there's the weird noise. Now, we've in the past had we have like an entire farm of Chuck animals.
Chuck Dolphin.
Chuck Dolphin.
Sure.
I think we've had, we've had, Chuck Piggy. We've had Chuck Siegel.
Chuck Siegel, right, which is, he's a big star.
Right. So we have a brand new animal to add to the Chuck Farm.
I don't like the Chuck Farm.
This is, now, you gotta listen carefully, because this is a small animal. This is the Chuck Mouse.
Guess I'm Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson's making in the high twos, 2.8.
You're exactly right. 2.8 with, again, some bonus opportunities. He's number 40. The 40th paid.
You know, we all like to.
The Chuck Mouse is now a thing. What happens there?
Not real.
Give me it one more time.
No, that's what he took, and he changed the. I've seen Carlos do this.
Step on it. Step on its tail quickly. The Chuck Mouse.
Carlos wants me to sound drunk when I'm talking about Michael Turner, so he screws around. What was it? The octaves.
But truthfully,
he raises them so that this is Chuck after he swallowed helium. I know what y'all do back there, so I don't even care. No, play all that all you want.
I remember this night. Hoyt and I looked right at each other. I said, did you hear a new one? Guess on Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson's making in the high twos, 2.8.
You're exactly right. 2.8 with, again, some bonus opportunities. He's number 40. The 40th paid.
You know, we all like to...
Good.
By the way, do you have
somebody grab it? Call Brandon.
There's all sorts of scared elephants
it's the Chuck
around here.
Farm. You have what? You have
the
have
dolphin,
a mouse on a farm. There's the mouse pen. That's where we keep all of our mice. What you doing, Chuck? Going out to feed the mice?
Honestly, the melody of Chuck noises is really strong.
And we have a dolphin on the farm. Really? I don't think that really works out for the dolphins.
Very unique farm. All right, let's go. We have two more sections to go.
Children that I work with.
This is the Grandma Giffen and Art section. This is our Kennesaw State broadcast where this has been awesome because, you know, Kennesaw State now gets to have all their games broadcast right here on the Fan. And so here's the thing. This has been this endeavor to make sure that all the equipment's been working correctly and normally no problems at all. This one particular game, though, I don't know if anybody's ever used one of those wireless microphones where sometimes weather can mess with it, distance away from the box. This is where Grandma Giffen and Art were attempting to go down to the sideline, and the microphone really kicked in with some problems.
Check in with Art. Art, we got to have you facing us, apparently, to make that thing work. But, boy, the Owls, ever since giving up that opening drive, have just taken the momentum away in this one, both offensively and defensively so far.
Well, the guys have confidence in...
Just having
mentioned the I formation, and it just is a bright field.
All right, Art, thank you. We apologize. We continue to have minor issues with that thing breaking up from down there.
Oh, so that happened, right? Well, then the next time, okay... Think you got it figured out, and again, the danger of the wireless microphone, you think, okay, I'm going to move 100 feet closer, this will then work. They attempted to try it again.
Try to check back in with Art down there as we continue to try to get this wireless situation sorted out a little bit. Art, you're in a little better position, hopefully. Well, apparently we're still going to battle. I may have to bring him over here on this side. One of those stadiums, I should say, that's configured in a way where he's a long way over there.
Testing.
These things do have somewhat limited range. There you are, Art. We got you testing now.
Testing.
You're good.
Well, the Owls, in the practice sessions, the theme was attention to detail.
We're perfect. We don't make mistakes. We're perfect.
That didn't happen.
We're perfect.
Testing. That didn't happen.
Well, testing. Now,
somebody promises me that this really did happen.
We got you testing now.
Can I defend? Testing. Can I defend Art, please?
Testing.
Chuck, how else are you going to know if the mic works unless you test it?
Testing.
Right? I mean, what is Art to do right there?
You got
to
test it.
You've got to test it.
Testing.
Art's been
good.
Yeah, you are good. You've been in this business for a long time. Art knows the score. You got to test.
Okay, but what is
gear.
It? A Fisher Price wireless mic?
Testing.
Is it a Mr. Microphone?
Testing.
Chuck, a lot of times, and you know, I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of metal in these stadiums, and there's a lot of interference. Los, tell him it's not as easy as he thinks.
It's right. I mean, it's like trying to work something that's very complicated, like a Rubik's cube microphone. So you just try and do your best.
All right, we got you testing now.
Testing.
So here's the last piece of audio. Once everything is now working,
damn,
got to go down to the sidelines and get the report. And remember, keep this in mind, Art's already done essentially three reports.
Testing.
So just because they haven't gone out over the air,
right. He
wasn't really aware of it.
And we're back at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. Quickly down to Art, the offense going on the field here. Art?
Yeah.
Down to you.
We're just standing around down here right now, but Trey White,
go ahead.
He's going to make the call as they go to the line of scrimmage now, and with 13:23 remaining, let's see if we can keep up here in the third quarter.
All right, can I defend Art again?
Absolutely, you should.
Very informal type of a broadcast. Los, like, throw it to me.
Hey, Matt, let's go down to Matt Chernoff. What do you got, Matt?
Yeah.
We're just standing around down here right now.
I mean, it's kind of an informal. You don't have to be so buttoned up all the time. These broadcasts are they're all buttoned up.
Testing.
Art is trying to show you the other side right there of just kind of loosey-goosey radio.
Normally, the play-by-play man won't throw down to the sideline. Let's go to the third member of the broadcast team, unless the sideline girl or guy has told the guy on the field, hey, I've got something, or on the talkback, hey, I've got something, come to me.
Art?
Normally, you don't.
Down to you.
Throw to the sideline person unless that person knows it's going there.
All right, try this with me.
Testing.
All right, let's go to the third member of the broadcast, Matt Chernoff, down on the field. Matty, what's happening?
Yeah, Chuck. What's up?
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm just kind of kicking it over here.
We're just standing around down here right now.
Back to you. Like, what else did you need, Art? You know what, Art? Let me tell you what Art just did. Art painted a picture for you. Art was telling you, yeah, I'm over here. I'm on the field. Not much going on down here on the field.
But the microphone's working now.
Right, so you got the mic working, and you're... Listen to Art again. You guys aren't understanding. He gave you some stuff right there that you're just not wanting to hear.
We're just standing around down here right now.
See? Like, that. What else did you need right there other than Art telling you, hey, we're just kind of hanging out on the field?
Let's finish up with the what everyone's new favorite section is, the Buck and Westy section, which...
I don't think I can keep... I don't know. I don't think we should keep going. I think I'm done.
I'm just going to point this out. Buck and Westy, they were talking to Ingram Smith. Ingram talking some Florida State football with him and talking about the upcoming game against Clemson. Ingram's phone, I believe, drops out during this interview.
We're just standing around down here right now.
But I don't think Buck and Westy heard it as it went off. You'll hear it as it clicks off the air, and this is how it went out.
So the defense and where it has kind of come over the past 2 weeks and what the bye week has done for it is one of the biggest questions.
Ingram, special teams seem to have played a bigger role in college football this year than most. We've seen that situation here at the University of Georgia. How big a concern are the struggles of FSU's Ricky Aguayo?
Somebody.
Yeah, we must have lost Ingram there. But great having Ingram Smith on, talking Seminole football.
All right. Couple of things. Good job, Westy.
You see, long pause there.
You saw Westy jump right in, though, to avoid the long pause, and it just so happened after the question was asked, there was a phone issue.
That's, longer pause.
Yeah, but that's not really on Westy or Buck right
the
there.
Pause
that's
that didn't end.
But that's a technology thing.
Long pause there.
And your final piece of audio as we close up the audio fun bag. This is from Buck and Westy, where Buck is asking Westy for a prediction on the game, and Buck is demanding more. Westy just wasn't ready to give him more.
Clemson and Florida State, 8 o'clock tonight, down in Tallahassee. Give us a pick on the game.
Clemson finally gets it done in Tallahassee. They win a close ball game by, I'm going to say, 6 points or less.
6 points or less.
Yeah,
huh?
It'll be 6 points or less. It'll be a close football game. But Clemson gets it done, finally.
3, 4.
All right.
5, 6, 7.
I've got nothing else on that for you, Buck.
That's the audio fun bag.
I love that show. I really... No, can open it up one more, just one more. Can I hear that one, the last one, just one more time? Because Buck tried to jump in with a little thing. And he, like, give me that one more time, the end of that.
Clemson and Florida State. 8 o'clock tonight, down in Tallahassee. Give us a pick on the game.
Clemson finally gets it done in Tallahassee. They win a close ball game by, I'm going to say, 6 points or less.
Westy was right. Buck.
6 points or less.
Yeah, yes. It'll be 6 points or less. It'll be a close football game. But Buck. Clemson gets it done, finally.
Buck.
All right.
I've got nothing else on that for you, Buck.
A, I love me some Steve West. Secondly,
long pause there.
Always take a shot at me or Kincaid or Westy or somebody for not jumping in and helping Buck out.
I think you guys.
What about Buck there?
Well, no, here and no, Chuck. Buck, well, you have to understand there's a pacing about Buck that his co-host has to recognize. I recognize your pacing. You recognize mine. I put this on you and Westy and Kincaid to do a better job of understanding the pacing of Buck. Buck, you're in the clear, my friend. You are batting 1,000.
No, Buck, here, if you're listening right now.
I've got nothing else.
Pretend that the conversation is Lindsey Scott, all right? You got to do it right now.
Oh.
Right, you don't have 6 seconds. The conversation, there it is. It cuts across about the 25-yard line.
We're just standing around down here right now.
Hit the conversation right now, Buck.
There's the audio fun bag.
Testing.